Counsel, do we have a need for a closed meeting to discuss legal matters?
Yes, sir. I'd like to discuss a threatened lawsuit and the effect of an executive order.
All right. We're going to go into closed session here in the back room. We'll return in about, my guess would be, 10 to 15 minutes.
Need a motion first.
You're on.
We'll need a motion. Thank
All
you,
right.
sir.
Mr. Chairman, thus I move this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in a closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual and probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia, pertaining to a threatened lawsuit and an executive order.
Well, that was a very detailed motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Zedrin. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes. We're going to go into executive session for probably 10 to 15 minutes. We'll be back as soon as possible. Sorry to delay y'all. We are now back in session. After having a closed meeting with counsel to discuss several legal matters, we'll need a motion here. Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir. Whereas the commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712.D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, the commission hereby certifies to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and two, only such public business matters were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened, were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the commission.
Second.
That's the motion. There's a second by Mr. Zedrin here. Any commission member who believes that there's a departure from the motion that Mr. Tankard read and Mr. Zedrin second needs to state so now, or just vote no. So I'll call the question here. It needs to be a roll call. Mr. Minor.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Ms. Haney?
Aye.
Mr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. France?
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.